In a few weeks, I have plans to go on a spring bear hunt that I've done in May over the past several years. One friend has been a constant on this hunt, while other different friends have kind of rotated through from year to year. We have had successes, as several of those friends have harvested bears. For myself, I have yet to kill a bear on this spring hunt, though I've been close a couple of times. Even so, I very much look forward to it each year, in part because I'm an eternal optimist, and in part, the larger part actually, because I so thoroughly enjoy just being out there and experiencing what the refuge has to offer in the way of wildlife diversity as spring unfolds across it. Marine mammals, in the form of seals, sea lions, and whales, and oodles of bird species of all types, to include waterfowl, water birds, seabirds, shorebirds, raptors, and songbirds aplenty. There is never a lack of things to see. Throw in small and large land mammals like red foxes, bears, moose, shrews, and voles, and it's a nonstop parade of wildlife. When combined with the remoteness and the contentment that can only come from camping, well, a bear would be nice one of these years, but I'm not feeling the need for a pity party if I don't get one. Because this trip involves a small plane insertion to get where we go, gear weight is always something to consider, and I've tried to move my own gear list in a lighter direction in the years that I've lived here. You really start to think about every item you take and its potential value. One thing for me that always makes the cut, though it adds nothing to the actual hunting, is an identification guide for bird species. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Today I'd like to talk about sources for wildlife knowledge, bird guides being one such example. I guess I have such things on my mind for a few recent reasons, one of them being packing for my upcoming bear hunt. In addition to my hunt, the annual 4th grade bird walk at Dillingham Elementary will happen in the next couple of weeks. And for the first time in over 20 years, without Janice Larson being one of the classroom teachers, I almost feel like I should wear black to the event, or maybe a band of ribbon on my sleeve or something, but I digress. Birding guides are a big part of the bird walk because, for a lot of 4th grade kids, anything beyond a robin, mallard duck, or an eagle requires a little bit of help to be able to properly identify. And also, I have had some discussions with people around town in recent months about some less common birds that have been seen. Here again, sources for identification are a good idea. I would guess my own wildlife identification knowledge to be maybe just a little bit above average, though nothing I'd consider expert at all. I say that to point out the fact that I make use of identification guides and online sources to help me know more about our planet's animal species, as I come across types with which I lack familiarity. On this spring bear hunt, it would surprise me to see a terrestrial mammal that stumped me, and I feel pretty solid on marine mammals as well. I'm decent enough with waterfowl, waterbirds, raptors, seabirds, and songbirds. But shorebirds continue to be a bit of an Achilles heel for me. And there is also this. A bird's plumage changes with the seasons, and there can be subtle variations from species to species. Because of the chances of seeing something I'm not quite sure about, it would never cross my mind to go without a field identification guide for birds. My hunting buddy would probably rather that the space occupied by my book be replaced by an extra bag of jerky or something. My point to all this is that no matter your experience level, it's a valuable thing to know where to look when your knowledge comes up lacking. I was a bit of an animal geek growing up, and not the type to bite the heads off chickens, if one holds to the strict definition of the word. Animals have always fascinated me. The activities I enjoy have always revolved around animals. From a very, very early age, I contrived to make as much of my life about animals as possible, even planning for my career to center on animals at a young age. Indeed, I recognized the value of a good guide early on because it was clear that the authors knew what I didn't. I spent untold hours poring over such books, and one in particular, The Golden Guide to Mammals, authored by Herbert S. Zim. It's still a very good book, by the way. I was probably the only third grader in my elementary that knew all of the scientific names to most of the mammals found in Kansas. I also spent a good chunk of my young life with my nose stuck in the many volumes of the World Book Encyclopedia. Ah, what a different world we live in today, with so much information right there in our pockets and at our fingertips, at least for those that have cell phones. I realize in saying such, that's really pretty much every single person listening except me. It's truly amazing how much can be found out so fast about pretty much anything you'd happen to come across. And that's a good thing. We can learn in a matter of seconds and right at the place where we've just discovered we don't know something. That said, knowing about some solid, credible places to find information is helpful in finding answers that are both factual and useful. Let me share a few of the ones that have helped and continue to help me. If you're looking for online information about mammals, a couple of sources come to mind. For things on a global scale, National Geographic is a pretty darn good site. Their information is basic and concise, but accurate and easy to navigate. A couple of particular things I like about their site are their distribution maps and also the graphics that they use to show species size relative to humans. It's always fun to see how a given animal stacks up against standing next to a person. They also have a nifty kids version of the same, but for younger readers. For Alaskan species, it's pretty hard to beat the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Alaska Wildlife Notebook series. If there's anything you want to know about the many animal species of any type found in our state, there's a pretty good chance you'll find it there. This series is found in the teacher resources portion of their website, and it has links to PDF pages that are burgeoning with cool facts. These pages also include nice line drawings of the animals they describe. I would note that on other areas of the ADFNG site, there are additional sources to learn about Alaska's wildlife. For example, under the hunting page, there are links to very detailed species information with photos of those animal species that are commonly hunted in Alaska. Really, if there's something in the way of wildlife in our state you'd like to know about, this website would be a great place to spend your time. When it comes to birds, there are two sites I really enjoy. The first I have mentioned previously, in passing. That's the Cornell Lab of Ornithology All About Birds site. Just type in All About Birds and you'll be there in short order. If you're wanting to learn about birds, I can't think of a better place to start. The Cornell site will provide you with photos and information and sounds and peripheral material related to birds and birding. I really like their species-specific pages. The information is easy to follow, the description spot on, and their distribution maps are top-notch. It's just really a five-star deal, top to bottom. The other website is called What Bird, and that's typed as a single word with no space between the words. Again, an excellent site with a lot of really good information. What Bird also has some really nifty search features for those who have seen a bird, but are uncertain what it is. You can check off features that you may have seen and narrow it down to a list of very likely suspects. There are also dozens and dozens of other really good, top-notch websites out there that address mammals and birds. That said, the four I just shared are really great places to start if you're seeking to identify a particular species or looking for information about specific species. I haven't addressed fish, but if it's an Alaskan species, the ADFNG website is a good place to go for those too. Then there's the old-fashioned part of me, which, if I'm honest, is probably the bigger, better part of me, in my humble opinion. That's the part of me that longs to hunt with a Savage Model 99, thinks the original tree bark camo pattern looks really cool, is totally at peace with no cell phone, still wears the same stocking hat that I've had since high school, and drives his daughters nuts at times with 80s rock. That's the same part of me that still relishes having a good solid actual identification book in hand to a computer screen in front of my eyes. Let me toss out a few titles you might find handy. For fish, Alaska's Fish by Robert Armstrong is a good place to start and covers most of Alaska's major freshwater fish species. With regards to mammals, Mammals of Alaska by the Alaska Geographic Society is a really top-notch identification guide, at least for Alaskan species. I have several copies of this one that I make use of for environmental education and for our summer camps. It has great info and photos for both terrestrial and marine mammal species. When it comes to birds, I have several favorites. My short list would include the Golden Guide to Field Identification, Birds of North America, Kaufman's Field Guide to Birds of North America, the Peterson Field Guide to Birds of North America, and National Geographic's Field Guide to Birds of North America. Of those, my favorite is probably the first, the Golden Guide, which is also the longest running. Do you see a theme here? I like it for the content and how it's displayed, and also for its relatively small size. It's the one you'll likely find in my pack when I'm out hunting, fishing, or camping. The bottom line? It's good to be more informed, to be educated as much as we can. And in my mind, that's particularly true with regards to our natural world, given where we live. And there are so many great sources to call upon when you're just not sure or have a question. Don't be afraid to crack open a book and do just that. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.